An advocate for changes to the state's foster care system testified today before a Health and Social Services subcommittee. Amanda Mativier is the statewide coordinator for Facing Foster Care in Alaska. Mativier was in foster care as a teenager, and she says there are several ways lawmakers can help support youth who are trying to stay in school through the difficult process of frequent changes in foster homes and school districts. For example, Mativier says there is funding to transport kids who are in emergency foster care placement so they can stay in their current school, but it runs out too quickly.
But once they no longer qualify for that, that transportation's gone. And oftentimes foster parents don't have the ability to, you know, drive them across town every morning when they have to be at work. And so they usually end up transferring schools.
This can happen multiple times for teenagers who get shuffled around in the system and makes it hard for them to stay connected to their education. Mativier says an amendment for $50,000 for the transportation plan was added last week, and she calls that a good start. But she says they estimate the need is closer to $200,000 per year. She says another area of concern is for foster kids who make it through high school and want to go on to college or vocational school. Currently, the state provides 10 tuition waivers per year for foster youth, but Mativier says that's not enough.
We had 12 young people who applied last year, and so for youth to even graduate high school when coming out of the foster care system is a huge accomplishment because it's incredibly difficult as they're bouncing between schools and foster homes. And so they should have the incentive and be able to be provided with something for post-secondary education.
Her testimony pointed out that foster care kids are much more likely to graduate in states with unlimited numbers of waivers, which she says can help cut down on homelessness and instability in their lives. Foster mentors can also help young people find their way through the trials of early adulthood. Mativier says although the Alaska Community Services Agency is committed to running a foster mentor program in Anchorage without additional funding, she's hopeful that lawmakers will supply $200,000 per year to help expand that program across the state.
Currently in Anchorage, they're working to get that program off the ground to get mentors for youth, but it would be great to see it statewide, especially like to have a mentor for youth who stay in a small community where there maybe aren't any other youth in foster care, I think would be ideal.
Mativier says a recent trip to Juneau to talk to legislators about the problems that young adults face as they age out of foster care was very positive. She says increasingly, lawmakers seem to better understand that supporting youth as they transition out of the state system will mean less problems for them down the road.